Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, your message, your mission, if you should choose to accept it, is to get this article out to everyone. I know that Wayne, Rob Paul's brother, who's very involved, is going to get it directly to his brother. Republican insider, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul. She said the party's very concerned and they're going to do something. Well, we know what. They've got Anonymous out there protesting Ron Paul. Clearly works for them. They're so stupid they can't even hide that. Now running around having it moved to a secret location. Okay. And now they've got their operatives on the radio saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to fix it. I mean, Ron Paul probably needs to come out and point this out. But, Wayne, you wanted to add some points to this.
Well, the biggest point I want to add is the fact that the Republican Party of Iowa is shooting themselves in the foot. They have an opportunity to double their size and their enthusiasm with young people to turn around and help Republicans win in Iowa and all over the country, and they don't want it. They don't know what to do with it. And until that changes, and it is changing because it's changing in Texas. We've got a lot more people in the grassroots in Texas set up with the Republican Party of Texas. And come March or April, when we have our primaries here, they're going to have another wake-up call.
I thought it was called the Perry Party of Texas.
No, but people are really waking up in Texas.
Yeah but that...
I mean, you see Ron Paul stickers everywhere.
Pardon me?
I'm just saying you see Ron Paul stickers everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And one of the chairman of one of the largest precincts, Tarrant County, Texas, is a fervent Ron Paul supporter, and she just won the chairmanship.
I was in South Carolina over Christmas, and I saw 20 to 30 Ron Paul signs in the yards, including a huge one right by this highway, one of the main highways there. And this is a state that the governor came out and endorsed Newt Gingrich. So, I mean, and I didn't see one Newt Gingrich, one Mitt Romney sign, not one Rick Santorum sign. All Ron Paul across the board.
Great job, dude, breaking this down for us. Wayne, we've got about 2 minutes left. I want to thank you for spending time with us. Hopefully, as the campaign unfolds, we can get you to pop back in. But I want to let you go so you get in contact with your brother, Ron, and getting this story. I know they watched the site, but they may not have seen it yet. Closing comments in the 2 minutes we've got left, sir.
Well, I'm delighted for the opportunity to be on the radio. I, again, want to reiterate, we live in the most exciting times of my life. I think the United States is going to change in terms of its economic environment. I believe we have the right answers when change is needed. And I think every citizen of the United States can look forward to an unbelievable prosperity in this country if we turn around and understand what's going on and we fight for our liberty. It's all going to start today.
Well, you're right, sir. That's the key from reading all these public globalist documents. They always talk about the problem of shutting economies down, that things grow too quick, and that destroys their monopoly, their centralization. That's what they admit the Federal Reserve is for, as you know, to shut down our productivity because they want us dependent, living on a tiny chicken feed welfare check.
Yep.
If I could just jump in real
quick. Yeah, the New World Order's got to be worried, Wayne.
There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm going to come back to you since we're going to break. Because we've got more on this report. Well, thank you so much, Wayne Paul, and we've sent that email to you. And
can I stay on here until I get back to my computer to make sure I got it?
Absolutely, sir. We'll talk to you during the break. We'll leave you on hold.
All right. Hold on.
All right. There goes Wayne Paul. We're going to continue working on this. And then your calls are coming up. I meant to get the calls for him, but then I started noticing how big this story was. Because the problem is I get punch drunk. I mean, I'm around all this incredible news all day, and I kind of have that window, that blind spot, where I just get so inundated with hardcore news that I stop even recognizing how incredible it is.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to your phone calls and other key stacks of news dealing with the Second Amendment, Iran, and of course the Iowa caucus is coming up here in just a few minutes. But one of our investigative reporters and director of the Nightly News, Rob Dew, is in studio with us, going over some more facets of how we're going to try to stop fraud in Iowa. Now, again, Anonymous shows up and says, we're mad about the Iowa caucuses, and we're going to disrupt things. Again, Anonymous is just a cutout name the government can use and then blame on activism. Not saying everybody in Anonymous is bad, like Occupy Wall Street. It's a pool. So Soros and those people on record created Occupy Wall Street, put the call out. They didn't put any facts or a manifesto. Look out when somebody doesn't tell you what they stand for. That's always what a honeypot or an intelligence operation does. On the treadmill this morning, I was watching American Gangster, which is based on a true story. It's got Denzel Washington in it. And he's got one of the guys that works for him as a drug dealer. He comes over to him, and the guy's made a bunch of money, so he's wearing a pimp suit, a fur coat, and hat, and he goes, that's an arrest me outfit you're wearing. Take that off. That's why I'm always telling militia people, why are you at city council in Southeast Asia camo? Vietnam was 30-something years ago. I'm not making fun of people that want to dress up in camo and go out and do war games in the woods. The point is that you go to a militia meeting, and there's 3 feds there saying, let's blow stuff up, and they think you're so dumb, you go outside, they're driving unmarked police cars. You know, the point is, just don't be stupid. We're out front. We're the good guys. We're at city council in a button-up shirt or a suit and tie. We're the good guys. We're not hiding in what we're doing. And I've now digressed off into that, but the issue is they're trying to frame us as the outsiders. We're the common sense people here. Now, your phone calls are coming up here at 800-259-9231 here in just a moment. But I wanted to go back to Rob Dew. We'll be covering this more on the nightly news tonight. We'll have more on the Iowa caucuses by then. Republican insider, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul win. And it's not even veiled. And the hosts are getting off on this. They're all getting off on, like, dress up, like a four-year-old girl dressing up like a fairy or a princess. You're not a fairy. You're not a princess. They're all dressing up like they're part of the power structure. You know, I've been to different political meetings before, and they'll be just, you know, regular citizens there getting off on these power trips, repeating the talking points of the county chairman. And getting off on, oh, we're going to strategize and win. We're going to. And it's so pathetic to see a nation led by fools. I mean, that's like Herman Cain didn't know that North Korea had nuclear weapons. Who was it? Sarah Palin thought South Korea was the enemy. I mean, again, the people they choose are political morons. Look, when you get into the real world, it's addicting to learn places, capitals, things, facts. You know how little you know. But compared to somebody that thinks they know it all, that's why it's so refreshing to interview Ron Paul. There's never any news item he doesn't know about. You know why? He's obsessed with the truth. He knows the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He knows history. He knows the facts. So he gets up and says, Israel created Hamas. They run a national ad saying he hates Israel and is evil. It's Haaretz and Jerusalem Post and Wall Street Journal. I showed you the articles earlier. I showed you the information earlier. I mean, it's like Ron Paul says water is wet, and they go, this is insane. He says porcupine has spines. He says a giraffe has a long neck, and they're like, that's insane. He says fire is hot. They go, that's crazy. And they're now there. They're so full of themselves, all these con artists and camp followers, that they get on radio over multi-state areas and snicker about blocking somebody and he's not going to win. And that's done cynically so that Ron Paul voters on the fence think, well, I won't throw my vote away. I won't discredit my state. As if Ron Paul standing for election discredited your state. No, the control freaks telling you you're discredited are trying to discredit the entire electoral process. Rob Dew, break it down.
Yeah, they're definitely trying to hijack it. This was in the email that took me to transparentvote.net, which I think we crashed when we talked about it because I went back to it at the break and it was down. So have patience, get on there, become a member of it, and then upload those videos. If you're in Iowa, it's definitely important to go there. But it was reported to me that each precinct vote is tallied tomorrow night. The captain is to call an 800 number in a secret location, which we already reported. This was going on. And the count, and that they're only to give the count to the person on that line. And so it's very important that people.
That violates state election law.
Sure. And so we need.
They're supposed to publish it.
Right. Totally. And all
right there. It's on, man.
Yeah. No. And all we need is less than 2,000 people who really care about this country. Even if you're not a Ron Paul supporter, get out there and let's see the results. Let's have an honest election.
And look.
So then we can really talk.
There's folks with bigger servers that can step up. We could duplicate this pretty quickly, or we can make sure it's all saved. You know, email it all the Ron Paul campaign.
Yeah.
Because this can always be put together later.
Exactly.
To show the fraud.
Yeah, and then the other big one is New Hampshire. You know, they need people for New Hampshire, too, to step up and go out there and get the real count, get a picture of the count, the signed card, however they do it, and then put that on the web so other people can do it, and then people will tabulate it. There's plenty of people out there that'll do
it. Well, what we need is the people there at all the caucus points. With the state law, in fact, we ought to go dig that up. I know it's there,
mm-hmm.
and Wayne just mentioned it, but I know that's the case in all of these. If you want to see those published, because especially in Iowa, you know, that's all supposed to be open.
Right.
They are supposed to publish it and put it up on the wall.
Yeah.
But notice the Republicans are, for your safety, it'll be secret. Tell no one but the special person you'll be calling.
Yeah. Who knows who that is?
And then meanwhile, you know, they're running around saying, don't worry, we'll deal with it. He's not going to win.
Oh, yeah. They're openly proclaiming that they're going to sway voters to go to either Santorum or Romney because those two have a chance, you know. And I don't think either one of them have a chance up against Obama. Honestly, they're both pretty.
Paul does better in polls than they do.
Sure.
And I keep hearing this new talking point by all the repeaters, all the jellyfish brains I heard on local radio. Ron Paul can't beat Obama. He does bad. He's actually in like six polls I've seen or more in the last month that beats him by the biggest numbers.
Yeah.
They know that. They just, again, the liars on top know it, but all these childlike people think it's like real cool to repeat what some liar said.
It's like NFL stats or something. You know, it's just, it's meaningless, half of it. You know, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, like you watch the Sports Center, so you can go down to the bar after you watch it and sit around with your buddies and impress them.
Yeah.
Did you see Drew Brees?
Although I'm a Saints fan, I like Drew Brees.
Look at you. Look what you've turned into. I'm just teasing. No, I mean, my whole issue is our whole country's going down. They're getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They say they're going to sign us all on to $1,000+ trillion. And we're all going to be bankrupt. And I'm just like, folks, we better get concerned. It'd be like if you came home and your house was on fire and flames are shooting out of the top story. And instead of calling the fire department, you said, I'm going to go in and turn on Sports Center. I mean, it's mentally ill.
I totally.
It's and these men get so obsessed with it. It's their little. So, and they want you to talk about it. And then you're weird when you're actually into the real world and not into their little, the jock that they've got a sexual fantasy for.
Yeah, people should be obsessed with this because this is where we're gonna at least start turning this thing around in the direction our country's going in. Because right now it's going to a dark place, and you know. Ron Paul's one step in the change process. There's many others. And
it shows the people are waking up. We're doing our job. And that's why the system's like, okay, we will start shutting down free speech on the web. Okay, we will start arresting people. Okay, we will start because they're scared because they're a bunch of dirty crooks. They could all end up going to jail like Madoff and Ken Lay. But that's why it's a test with the head of MF Global to see if they can take money, get caught lying in Congress, and notice he isn't in trouble.
No, nothing's happened.
And boy, let me tell you,
Gerald Celente's hopping mad about this. I mean, they changed his bank statements essentially and said, no, now you owe us money after we stole your money. You owe us more money.
And it's all on record. And folks, people keep sending me emails. I see comments going, but I don't do anything. I don't have nothing to hide. Let there be a tyranny. Don't you get it? Tyrants want to shut down free markets. They want to screw up societies. They want post-industrial worlds because they like to control you. They want you poor. They want to consolidate everything. They're coming after you because you're gullible and have gone along with them. Why? I mean, it's like a gazelle saying, I didn't do anything to that lion. I don't know why it just, you know, it wants to eat me. I'm not going to hide from the lion or stay out of its way or run from it because I'm nothing against the lion. It's a lion. It's going to eat you. It's the same reason in criminology that women will get in cars with somebody wearing a suit and tie. These psychopaths will dress up in suits and ties, clean haircuts. Hey, how you doing? Let me give you a ride. You getting off work here at the mall? Yeah, I'll get a cup of coffee. You want to have some fun? Well, sure. Come on, get on in with me then. But they would never get in a car with somebody who looks like a homeless person, who chances are actually wouldn't hurt you.
Right.
If you study the criminology. Because Rick Perry's wearing a suit. Mitt Romney's wearing a suit. Look out, folks. But, I mean, what can you say about Republicans when it's known that Mitt Romney is for abortion, open borders, carbon taxes, Obamacare, and gun control?
Yeah.
You you talk about how you're patriots and Ron Paul's bad and you're too ignorant to even know who he is. Look, just remember if Ron Paul doesn't get elected, we don't turn this around. Remember why your whole future's destroyed. I mean, these grown men literally obsess over being fearful of the Arabs all day. When you got a better chance of being killed by a rattlesnake or champagne cork.
Or a coconut.
Or a coconut falling on you out of a tree. I mean, they live to get off on the fear.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They live to be cowards. They would do anything. They would give up all their rights, all their liberties to call into talk radio and say Alex Jones loves the Muslims and is a terrorist. I heard that last week on a national show. And the host is like, oh, yes, it's all true. Because it just feels good tribally to be like part of a club. And meanwhile, if you tell the so-called good old boy, hey, the government actually runs Al-Qaeda. Here's the proof. It's just shut up, traitor. Ain't true. Ain't true. They're children, Rob.
Yeah.
That's why they're all like, I can't believe Ron Paul says Israel started Hamas. It's in the Wall Street Journal and Jerusalem Post. I mean, can't we live in reality, little boy?
Yep.
Don't you ever call Obama supporters idiots. Yeah, they're idiots. I think you're even stupider. They want communism and to have their guns taken. They want open borders. They want their wages driven down. They love it. They at least know they're communists and enjoy it. You lecture us about Ken Doll, Mitt Romney, and the demon Newt Gingrich, who are both illuminist, globalist, anti-American trash.
USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping, and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life. More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Let's go to your phone calls here. I'm going to break down, as I said, some of the non-election news here today. But we're not just covering an election. We're covering how the establishment tries to control people, all the dirty tricks. That article's red-linked at Infowars.com. Republican insider, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul. And if they do steal it, And there'll even be evidence. The so-called mainstream, because they tell you they're the mainstream, the con artist hoax media, the globalist banker-funded prostitute operation, the zombie control system, the zombie control signal, will come out and say it's a conspiracy theory. I mean, you could have them publicly say, we're stealing it now, and have it all on video, nationally on TV, and they would still say, well, totally reasonable. That's how dumb they think you are. Well, whatever. We are turning the tide. The people are waking up and not buying it anymore. Every number we've got shows it. The media is not the media. It's discredited. And that's why they're trying to come in and start shutting things down, because they're a pack of propagandists for criminal interests that have hijacked this country through fraud, and nothing's going to change that fact. So go ahead and try to start your martial law. Go ahead and start a physical war with people that just bought 3 million guns in the month of December. Go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, I don't want to go there. But you are a bunch of knuckle draggers, and you're not going to stop. I understand that. You're just like Hitler and Stalin and Mao and every other scum out there and all the camp followers that get off on tyranny and worship the dark power of evil. You will be defeated. Just wait. Look where we were 4 years ago. We'll be in four. Go ahead, nuke some cities. Go ahead, blow some stuff up and say Al-Qaeda Easter bunnies did it. We're going to be there watching you this time and exposing you did it. It's over. It's over, criminals. We're not going to stop. We're going to bring you to justice. Marie in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. It was really great to hear Mr. Paul, and I just have a suggestion for all your listeners. They need to call the U.S. Congress switchboard. That number is 1-202-224-3121 and complain about this NDAA, the new act, the National Defense Authorization Act. Hello?
I don't think it's bad to let the criminals know we're aware of it, but, yeah, find out those that voted for it. There's a list of it and call them. But that's why they signed the NDAA, because they know you're calling them. They know you know they're criminals. They know they have a 9% approval rating. They know they insider trade publicly and help ship narcotics into the country and guns out of it. I mean, they're caught. They know they're criminals. They know we know. But, yeah, call them and let them know that you know they're criminals.
Yes, sir. We need to use our avenues that are still open. My mother grew up under Hitler's tyranny. And she told me how Hitler took over. She grew up in Austria.
He did it the same way. He said, be patriotic and lick the government's boots or you're a terrorist. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell us what she told you.
Well, she said that the first election Hitler was in, there were two people on the ballot. And every election after that, there was only one person on the ballot, and that was Hitler. We are at a very dangerous time. We really need to jump up and down right now and really grab our rights back, Mr. We need to grab them back right now.
I agree. Instead, the bankers just finance both parties and always have a stable of little puppets that don't even know where South Korea is. You know, Sarah Palin, South Korea's got nukes, and Herman Cain, you know, didn't know that China had nukes. I mean, it's just insane. I mean, they've got a bunch of insane morons. When you see those politicians, most of them are nobodies. They couldn't figure out how to tie their shoelaces politically, but it's the controllers above them. Now, when you see a Lindsey Graham, or you see a Jay Rockefeller, or you see a Lieberman, or you see a McCain, that's a demon. I mean, when they're up there celebrating butchering the Bill of Rights and getting excited, and Lindsey Graham hopping around on stage, we played it last night going, we're going to arrest citizens, and when you ask for a lawyer, we're going to say, no lawyer for you. I mean, it's just some scary, power-tripping, just prancing pansy. Tyrants are usually little limp-wristed pansies for whatever reason. They like to prance around, and I'm just sick of them all. Anything else, ma'am?
Yes, sir. They didn't know at the time what was hitting them. They were a fool. They were like we, you know, like some of us are. They thought, oh, he's going to help us after World War I devastation.
Yes.
And also the currency was worth nothing. But see,
well, that's the deal. The Hitler type stuff comes next. This banker breakdown, that's what the system's going to call for, a dictatorship is the answer to problems. And then the real answer is going the opposite direction. Great points. Good to hear from you. Appreciate you holding. All right. Vulture, Andrew, Leon, Jeff, We got Vulture. We also have Keebler calling. We're going to be right back on the other side with your phone call straight ahead. I'm going right into them. Bam, bam, bam. 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Bit late getting back in here for this segment, thanks to Aaron Dykes. His Chihuahua Rocky loves me so much. Anybody in the office, you know, dogs always love me. I go to people's houses and they say their dogs usually hate everybody, but dogs love me. They've always loved me. And so Rocky was begging to get in here, and he actually ran in the studio. I had to kick him out of here before I went live. Actually, Chris, will you bring me Rocky for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers? By the way, I forgot to add, we've added a feature where you can watch the daytime radio / TV show at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you go to Infowars.com, normally where it's that audio flash player, now that opens to a window with different audio options, but then there's also the video of the show there at Infowars.com. I'll bring him to me. What a good creature. Come here, boy. I'm like, why am I running Rocky off, actually? I mean, if he wants to come see me, he can. Are you a little bit nervous now? So you don't like Chris,
do you?
I'm just joking. He likes you. He likes everybody. Come here. You're a good boy. You wanna co-host a show with me? Huh? Is that what you like? I don't get kisses. What? Are you camera shy? You always give me kisses. I don't get kisses right now. What's wrong? This is a cute little chihuahua. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Vulture in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing good, but I'm here with an Al-Qaeda operative. It supports Ron Paul. His dog does, so it's not a good person. It's an extremist. An
operative, too. And not only that, I'm a veteran, and I know I'm going to be targeted later on. I'm probably on some fusion list right now for even calling in and having my Ron Paul flag outside. So,
oh, you got a Ron Paul flag? I mean, we've got the Homeland Security memos. They tell cops, you see that, it's a terrorist. I mean, if somebody actually supports what America's founded on, that's bad. I mean, again, I want to say this. America doesn't exist anymore, except in our minds. The criminals that run the government are admitted criminals. The White House has been caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and drugs back in. It's in all the court documents. But the dinosaur media will only cover 1% of that. It's actually come out in the New York Times now. But the point is, these are criminals. These are criminals. None of us are safe until they're removed. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no doubt. I agree with you there. And I have firsthand experience with dealing with these people. I used to work for the Oklahoma Supreme Court here. And, you know, I've dealt with some of the justices. And these people do not think like most people walking around. They look at us like we're animals. I've even heard one of them say that we are, you know, regular people are animals.
Well, they do. They put chemicals in the food and water. They treat us just like animals. They manipulate us just like animals. And they get this incredible arrogance. But only by us buying into their lies do we become animals. Tell me more about how they call us animals.
Well, people get to talking when they have a few drinks. And I've been to a few events where, you know, these are the kind of folks that they like to drink. You know, that's their cup of tea. And you know, their true selves come out. I mean, they have a fake front that they put up for everybody, and then there's, you know, there's the real person behind it. And, you know, especially alcohol, that's the drug that's the truth bringer more than any of them out there. People act for true nature.
No, it's the truth serum.
Exactly.
So, yeah, like, I guess back in the day when I drink some, I buy everybody dinner, but people that aren't very nice start acting all crazy when they've been drinking. Now, let's expand on this. What did you originally call in about, Vulture?
Well, I originally called in because the reason I left working there, I started seeing some things that they were doing, some things they were trying to put in place. And, you know, after being a listener for with your show for a couple of years and working where I worked and seeing the things that I saw and the attitudes, you know, towards, you know, people and in general, and the architecture they were putting in for their new tracking for people across the state. It's a new software they're wanting to put in. It's a unified case management system. And this will allow them to swipe your card. And I know this is available in some other states, but there's a big push to nationalize it. They'll be able to swipe your card when you get pulled over. It'll bring up every bit of information about you. They won't have to deal with dispatch anymore. And if you're wanted for something on the other side of the state, they'll be able to, you know, haul you in right then and there. You get transported, and it's all part of control.
And again, that would be great, except that criminals run the system, and so they're undoubtedly, the entire architecture of it is pointed at the American people. And the tyrants, in many cases, and there are some good members of Congress, some good members, you know, some good judges out there, but by and large, the criminals, the control freaks, the tyrants are recruiting their brethren into more and more positions. As the public wakes up to them, they're going to get more and more disgusted with us and have more and more hatred for us.
I'm scared of the end game. Like I said, I know because I'm a veteran, I'm going to be targeted. And I'll tell you one reason above all veterans are going to be targeted, and it's because we have the training and the ability to create other soldiers.
Now, that's it. Force multipliers. Look, I appreciate your call, but listen, don't be afraid of them coming after you. And I understand you're concerned. That's what you mean by afraid. Be afraid that you're not going to make every day as full as it should be and treat every day as if it's your last. So many times I look at myself in the mirror before I drive into work, I'm brushing my teeth, and I think, you could do a lot better job. You do this radio and TV so much that it just becomes routine and you don't rise to the occasion of the magnitude of what you're doing. Do this next radio show like it's your last day. I mean, I've given speeches to the City Council of Austin. You've seen it in The Matrix of Evil. And I remember Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez, that's what turned them onto my show. Somebody gave them the videotape of that, and they were so amazed. Because you watch it, it is like a movie, some closing argument. And we didn't have the votes to defeat the Patriot Act here in town and have them have a law against it and say that they would uphold the Constitution. But my speech turned them and the speech of others, and they said, some of them, to actually vote against the Patriot Act and for the Constitution. But the point is, we all have that capability to really communicate and really cut through all the baloney and really reach people. And I also want to challenge you out there, because every time I get mad at myself, I remember, hey, at least I'm taking action. I'm getting in the arena every day. And that's why we've been effective. And yes, we should treat every day like it's our last, but now is the time to reach out to people across the board. Now is the time to do banner hangs. Now is the time to call into talk radio. Now is the time to send emails. Now is the time to shoot your own YouTube videos, just talking about issues, whether they get 100 views or 10,000. Now is the time to go get a local access TV show or go buy an hour a week on the local talk station on the weekend. If a show gets popular, you know, in 2 years or a year, you might end up on weekdays being paid to be on. A lot of people have done that, what I told them to do. I was blessed. I was paid day one to be on the radio because I went and did an access TV show, but paid to be on there, a paltry sum. And then they saw I had, quote, talent, and they were patriots. And put me on the air. Then other management came in and tried to tell me not to do that, and then they fired me. But that, it didn't matter. I had been launched. And so many people call me and they say, yeah, I went and paid for an hour on Sundays and it got popular, and so they gave me 2 hours, and now they've got me filling in for the other host during the week when they're gone, and then they call back. Now I've been given a weeknight show, and I've got tens of thousands of listeners. Look, you're only... There was a fellow who works for Rand Paul's campaign. I'll just leave it at that. Works in his office in a prominent role, and he was one of my listeners. And so he went and volunteered when you heard Rand Paul basically launch his candidacy here. And it was our listeners that showed the first interest, interest to get him kind of to go ahead and go for it. And so most of the people that went and volunteered day one were my listeners. And just because he was somebody who was there from the beginning and would actually get the job done and work 18 hours a day, now he is prominent in Rand Paul's office and now is going to be involved in other things. I mean, he was never a political scientist. He didn't go to school from that. He was a veteran, just a listener of the show. And now his whole destiny has been changed by going and volunteering. He didn't think he'd ever. But see, a lot of times, so much of this world is about showing up. You want to get in shape? Show up at the gym every day. See what happens. You want to learn a foreign language? Show up every day and study it for an hour. You'll learn it. You want to learn how to defend yourself? Go take jiu-jitsu or taekwondo or judo. You're going to get good. I mean, look, I'm going to go to your calls. I was always a total, exercise fiend. Never really ate that well, but I ran 6 miles every other day, lift weights 7 days a week, was addicted to it. And then I got into radio and TV and got so busy, I just gave it up for about 6, 7, 8 years, gained 40, 50 pounds, got totally out of shape. And then the last 5 years, I've been trying to jog, trying to lift, trying to get back in shape, didn't do it. So I said about a month and a half ago, I said, I'm going whole hog. I'm going to jog twice a day almost every day. I'm going to lift weights at least two or three times a week, and I'm not going to stop. And I've lost now 25 pounds in a month and a half. 25 pounds. You know what? I'm not talking. I'm doing it. I'm going to lose another 35. I'm going to lose another 35. And, again, I hit a bump in the road. I've never had a weightlifting accident in all my years of lifting weights, playing football, everything. But I was lifting Saturday afternoon. I've been for a jog. I went in to lift, and so I don't injure myself. I'm doing light weights, 20 reps, 30 reps. I had 120 pounds, you know, with the bar included on an incline. And I was watching some of these high schoolers that were in there, and they were doing explosive lifting with pulleys. And I thought, yeah, I ought to try some of that because that's good to, you know, build the fast twitch muscles. I've been pretty much building slow twitch. I said, that'll burn some weight. So I said, I'm going to go put lighter weight on here, and I'm going to do 30 reps or so, and I'm going to try to explode. Well, I get the weight, and of course, it's so light, I'm not really having to explode, but about 25 into it, I'm having to explode to get it off my chest. Well, I exploded too much. My hands were tired. It was the last exercise I was doing of about 15 or so. It was like my fifth set of it. It flies out of my hands, another foot in the air, and I couldn't stop. It falls right on my chest. I got a huge bruise across me, cracked my sternum. It hurts to breathe, but you know what? I got so out of shape, I deserve the pain. I've been running every day despite the fact that it hurts, and I'm just doing it. Just like the Nike saying, you know, and I don't particularly like Nike because they're slave camps, but the point is, just do it. And it's the same thing in politics and everything else. There's no half measures here. I'm not going to jog a couple times a week and go lift weights once a week in kind of a, you know, half measured way. I've got to get in shape. I've got to get obsessed with this. You got to decide, folks, what you want, liberty or tyranny. It's the same thing in life. I have dedicated myself to fighting tyranny to the point I was so dedicated I quit working out, you know, 10 or more years ago. And so now I've got to bring balance into that. And I'm trying to do that. But anything in life takes a commitment. It takes a commitment. I'm going to stop preaching. Man, I'm a long-winded creature. Leon, and then Andrew and others. Leon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Sorry to hear about your accident there. That's not good.
Hey, it's fine. I think it's going to make me stronger.
You know what? Honestly, I don't know if you remember. We've actually met, and I, you know, doing radio here in Las Vegas, we've done simulcast in the past. I know.
Oh, is it Leon Catlett?
As a matter of fact, it is, yeah.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? I've gotten your messages. I've been wanting to come on. I just haven't had time to really do any radio, but I'd love to come on your show and love to get you on sometime.
Hey, I'd love to anytime. You know, in fact, you know, if you ever need anybody sitting in, I'd love to volunteer my services for your effort any day of the week. And, you know, just knowing the intense person that you are, I could just picture you doing the whole explosion thing, lifting the weights and having that thing flying out of your hand and landing on your chest.
Well, it wasn't like some big powerful explosion. I'm pretty weak now. But, yeah, no, I was just exploding, you know, to get it off my chest and then just did it too much and it flew. Yeah, exactly.
I understand, and yeah, because I mean, I've lifted a little bit, not much in the past, but yeah, and like I said, knowing how intense you are, I could just see that happening. Anyway, you know, I called in because, and obviously it's evolved a lot over the show because you've covered so many different things, but this whole vote thing going on in Iowa is so important that people get involved and we stop this vote fraud. I'm so glad you mentioned Bev Harris that you're having her on.
Well, this lady bragging about how she's talked to the top Republican Party people and they're going to make sure he doesn't win. You know, we've got ways behind the scenes. Ha, ha, ha. She, you know, if Ron Paul gets chicaned, then she needs to be hauled up before a grand jury and needs to be asked, who told you they were going to fix things? You there, Leon?
The GOP is like a corkscrew. They're so darn crooked. We have seen it time and time again. When Aaron Russo ran for government, the core establishment lied, cheated, and stealed to prevent him from being a major candidate. And then it came around with the Ron Paul election, the first round, 08, and the state, the core GOP shut down the state convention to prevent a Ron Paul win. And now this time, of course, they keep progressing with all these rules that they put into place to prevent people from you know, from getting involved and being part of the process. And you can just see this whole thing going on in Iowa, the progression of it. Ron Paul was kicking Heine in all the polls. They had to admit that he was going to win the Iowa
Caucus. He was gaining a few points every day 2 weeks ago, so they went into complete ape mode.
Exactly, and then the governor come out and made his statement, and then this whole stupid anonymous thing is so obvious, you know, with the Occupy Wall Street. The video I seen of that, the guy's holding an End the Fed sign. Ron Paul is the leader of End the Fed.
That as a psyop to confuse things. Look, this is right out of George Soros.
Exactly. And so, you know, like I said, the whole, what is it, the transparentvoting.org?
Yeah, we crashed that site. But regardless, everybody take photos at your precinct. We'll get them collated one way or the other. And again, demand to, you know, that it be openly announced, the vote, and who won. They've always done it before, but now for security reasons, they've got to hide it. And by the way, I've seen the report. The guy with the In the Fed sign protesting Ron Paul, he's reportedly the first one to upload the anonymous video launching all of this. I mean, how obvious does it have to get?
Hey, I hear the music coming up. Alex, I want to thank you so much for your efforts. You're doing a great job out there. And you know,
Leon, you are too. How do folks listen to you in Las Vegas?
It's Speak Out Radio right now, and we're trying to get the show back up and running because actually we had to move stations. But
I understand. Well, I look forward to it. Maybe I should have you on as a guest sometime. In fact, on the nightly news, we'll give you a call. Send me another text. My phone got wiped the other day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Mark Levin here. Yo, Ron
He's an egomaniac, and he's a communist, and I hate him. And I pledge to defeat him, because I'm a conservative. That's why I like Mitt Romney. I like Newt Gingrich. Open borders, abortion, gun control, everything else, carbon taxes. Yeah, the Republican Party going along with the bailouts. Yeah, we need to nuke everybody. I'm real conservative. I like the NDAA. Let's arrest everybody. Yeah, this is Mark Levin here, ladies and gentlemen. I am a real conservative. That's why the establishment forces me down your throat.
All right, I'm sorry. Kurt Nemo thought that was really funny. He was there. It's actually Kurt Nemo's article. Radio host Levin threatens to defeat Rand Paul. If Ron Paul runs for third party,
Mark Levin will destroy him. It's me. It's Mighty Mouse.
Oh, all these neocons, all these rhinos are so pathetic. Savage showed his true colors last week, saying Ron Paul's a threat and evil and horrible and agree with the caller that I'm bad and all this other stuff. I mean, it's just bizarro. I never even talk about these guys either. You know, I just don't want to attack all these countries, and I want my tax money back. I know the Republicans are globalists, and, you know, I play clips of Republican presidents calling for world government, and then I get made fun of, like, you guys control reality. I'm sorry, you don't control reality. And my audience is bigger than both of yours put together, and you know it. But it's not about how I have a big audience. Quite frankly, it's creepy how big my audience is. I don't like being in this position. But somebody's got to tell it like it is, like Ron Paul. And when we take America back, all the government payments and all the White House visits by talk show host and all the talking points are going to come out.
Why don't you go ahead, Mr. Levin, and tell us how much you love Obama? Yeah, because he actually, you give him right cover. Obama does everything you want. Obama's not a secret Muslim, or maybe he is like CIA-run al-Qaeda, Mark. You wanted to protect us so bad from al-Qaeda. Well, why don't you tell us how our government created al-Qaeda, or how Israel created Hamas, huh? I'm Mark Levin. I tell you what reality is. Ron Paul is bad. I will destroy you. I do what I say. Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm out of control now. It's weird talking with my nose held like that. Oh, actually, if I cackle like a witch and hold my nose, I'll have Mark Levin's laugh down. Hold on.
I'll get you and your little dog, too.
Oh, man. They were just showing me the Cobra Commander outfit somebody sent us. I think Cobra Commander is going to show up on the nightly news tomorrow night endorsing Mitt Romney and Obama.
Cobra Commander endorses the takeover of America and the secret arrest of citizens. I also like Mark Levin.
There you go. Biggest plug you ever got at the biggest audience ever. All right, I got to do 5 minutes of overdrive just to get to the calls. But let's jam in one here as a tail gunner on the official show. Andrew in Virginia, you're on the air. Sorry that Mark Levin broke in over the show.
No problem, Alex.
Welcome to the show there.
Sorry,
I've actually been trying to call in since Wednesday because I've had a personal experience actually affect my girlfriend.
Well, you're on the air now. Let's get rid of all of our rights against net people.
Well, actually, her constitutional rights were completely taken from her in a hospital setting this week.
Well, she probably deserves it, a Muslim.
Well, it's a kind of a lot to get
I'll
into.
I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to arrest all the Muslims. And get rid of everybody else's rights while we do it.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about what happened to your wife or girlfriend on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us. See you tonight on the news, 7 o'clock. Go Ron Paul, baby.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.